Today, Shi'ez Masechta Bava Metzia on Daf Peches. We will begin on the last line of Daf Pezayin Amid Beis, in the middle of the line, with the words Amar Rav Yanai. Before we begin, a short Hagdama. Our Gemara is going to discuss something which we focused on in the last lines of yesterday's Shi'er, the Pasuk in Sefer Dvorim, Parshas Kisetze, Perikov Gimel, Pasuk Chav Hei, Kisavei Bekem Reecha, Vachalta Novim Kenafshecha Savecha, when you come into the vineyard of your friend and you will eat grapes, the Pashup Shad in the word Kenafshecha is as is your desire, and you'll satiate yourself. Velkel Yecholoi Sitein, you shouldn't put it in your Kalim when you're doing this work for the owner, but you're allowed to eat it from the vineyard. And the Gemara learned this word, kenafshecha, not like the simple pshat, as is your desire, but rather, kenefesh shel bal habayis, kach nafshoi shel poyel. That the poyel has a din like the bal habayis, as Rashi explained in yesterday's shir, ki ilu hein shel loch, that the fruit is as if it was your own. The grapes on the vine is kenafshecha, as if you were the balabos. The poyel has a din of the balabos. That's how Rashi learns. And the Gemara concluded there, ma nafshecha oichelu poter, just like if the owner would eat, he would be poter. As Rashi explains, because there is no gmar malachi yet for meiser when the grapes are on the vine, because the Gemar Malacha that's Kaveya, the Chi of Meiser, that establishes the Chi of Meiser is only, as it says in Masechta Meiser's Perek Aleph Mishnah Zayin, Yayin Mishayered Labor, when it goes down into the pit, that's when the Gemar Malacha of Yayin is. So just like if the owner himself would eat, there would not yet be a Chi of Meiser, so too, Af Nafshe Shalpoyel Oichelu Potter. So the poyel has a din like nafshecha. It's as if that he is the owner, as Rashi learns. And the poyel would also be potter. What would be my half a minute that the poyel would be chayiv? So Rashi explained, because since he is eating as a result of his being hired to do this job, so there's a fringe benefit that besides getting payment for plucking the grapes, he's also able to eat some grapes. But that comes as a result of his doing work there. By he is, so to speak, purchasing the right that gets the fringe benefit of eating the grapes. Maybe that has a din like Mecca. And if somebody buys something from someone else, the act of the Mechira gives it chashivas, and therefore that's Kaveya for Meiser itself. And the Gemara's Havamin, as we'll see in today's Shir, is that Mechira, if somebody purchases something, that's koveya for meiser midoraisa. So I would have thought that olekeach has a din like someone who's buying something, and therefore it should be considered as if it's already hukva la meiser, that it's established to receive a chi of meiser. Kamash Mulan, the Pasuk says, no, that the poil has a din like the balabos, and just like the balabos, it's not considered gemar malacha. It's not considered completed and established for a chi of meiser until the wine goes into the bor, so too the poyel, it's not considered mechira that should establish it, and the poyel is allowed to eat. The Ravid has a little different drasha here. The Ravid learns that there's a smichas, that it says in the pasuk, kisavi bekerem reyecha, and then a few words further, it says, kenafshecha, so I say that you, the poyel, are like re'echa, re'echa being the bala bias, the owner, just like he's potter, so too, you are potter as well. So on this drasha, which we had at the end of yesterday's shir, the Gemara is going to focus in the beginning of today's shir. Now, a few essential halachas concerning what we began discussing, when fruits become hukvah l'maiser, when the chiyuv of maiser begins. So first of all, the Rambam tells us there's such a concept as Oinos hamaisris. The time of maaser means each food item has its own specific time when it is considered that it came into the category of being an oichel. When it's not ripe yet, you can't eat it. When it's unripe, so it's not the time. It's not the oino yet of the maaseris. So each food item has its own specific time, as the Mishnayos and Masechta the maaseris elaborates on. Before the Gemar Malacha, it could be ripe already, but the Gemar Malacha, it hasn't been finished yet, in between the time that there is Oinus HaMaisris, that it became an Oichel, but it's not yet finished, so during that time, the owner could eat Achilas Arai, a snack, but he can't eat Bekfias, he can't make a Suda out of it. However, La'acher Gemar Malacha, once for each food item, when its Gemar Malacha takes place, then it's hook full of Meiser, now there's a Chiv Meiser, and then the person is not even allowed to eat a snack. Even Achilas Arai is also Osir. Now, Minat Torah, let's take grain, for example. The Gemar Malacha will be by Miruach, when on the threshing floor, on the Goren, is smoothed out, and also it enters into your domain. And here we're going to get into the machlokas, which is the beginning of our sugya today between Rabbi Yana and Rabbi Yochanan. What does it mean to enter into your domain? Rabbi Yana says this means when there's rias pnei abayis, when it comes into your house. And Rabbi Yochanan says it doesn't even have to come into your house, even by the chotzer alone, even if it comes into your yard that is in front of the house with miruach together, that will be mechayvet, hukvah l'maiser mitaraisa, and there will be iser to eat even achilas arai. Tosis will see on Daf Peches Amud Aleph tells us that according to Rabbi Yanai that you need rias pnei abayis, it has to go into the front entrance of the house and into the house. He's moided to Rabbi Yochanan that mitarabonan, the chotzer itself, before coming into the house, makes a kfiyas for maiser. And Rashi in Brachas Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis states that at least an achilas suda kavua would be usher. Now, if somebody takes from the field and transports it to the marketplace, there everyone is moda, even midaraisa, that it would not be necessary to have rias pnei abayis. There, the meruach, the smoothing out on the threshing floor, is kaveila meiser. In other words, if a person took it directly from the field to the marketplace, he would not have to go into the chotzer or into the bayis. And then finally, one last halach in Hilchas Maisers, that's Nageya, is that the Rabbanan did not require rias pnei abayis in one of five scenarios. Shabbos. Shabbos itself is kaveya. If somebody eats snacks on Shabbos, because of the chashivas of food on Shabbos, of the mitzvah of Oinik Shabbos, so that chashivas makes it hook for lemaiser, even if a person does not go into the house or into the chotzer. If you have miruach and you have Shabbos, a snack would be prohibited before maiser is given. As we mentioned before, mechira, the Gemara's Havaman is the rice, the Gemara's Maskana, that mechira is one of the five things which the Rambam in Hilchas Maisris, at the beginning of Perek Gimel and Perek Dalet, based on the Mishnayos and Masechta Maisris, he tells us that that mechira is one of the five things that the Rabbanan established that it's not necessary to have rias pnei abayis. Also, if truma was taken off, or if the item was warmed up, or if the item was salted, in all of these five scenarios, midrabbanan, rias pnei abayis is not necessary. And finally, right before we begin our sugya today, it's kedai to remind ourselves of something we learned at the beginning of this cycle in the Daf Yomi, in Brachas Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis, where the Gemara states, "Va'omer Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi, Boy Urei Shaloi Kedayrus Harishayim Dayrus Acharayim." Come and see that the earlier generations were not like the later generations. The earlier generations were much greater than the later generations. Dayrus Harishayim Hayumachnisin Perasein Derech Taraksimoin. The earlier generations used to bring the tefuah through the normal route, which was through the chatzar into the house, kedei lechayvim b'maiser, in order to make a chiyuv maiser. Doiris achroinim, the later generations, machnisin perasein, derech gagois, derech hatzeirois, derech karfifiois, they would bring it through the skylight. And the Diktuke Seifrim says that really derech hatzeirois is a mistake, because as we'll soon see, Derech Hatzeres is the correct normal way to bring it through the gate of the Chotzer, into the Chotzer, through the main entrance of the house, into the house. So that we take out the words there in Brachas, Derech Hatzeres. But Doris Achronim used to bring it Derech Gagois through a skylight, Derech Kafifiois through the backyard, not the front yard, Kedei Lepotra Min HaMaiser, in order to make them Potra Min HaMaiser, because that would not be considered Rias Pnei HaBayis when they enter through the skylight or the backyard. Midaraisa, there would not be any Chiyuv. So the Doris of Rishayim wanted to do the mitzvah of having a Chiyuv to give Maiser. They did it the normal way. And the Doris Achrayim, this apparently is before the Rabbanan instituted that there are ways to be Chayiv and Maiser even if you go through the back way. If it's Shabbos, if you took Truma, if Mechira, as we mentioned before. But the Doiris Achrayim, they tried to find a loophole that they would not be Chayav and Meister by going through a skylight or a back way. And where do we find that there's a Ptur Midaraisa in the Chiyav of Meister if one goes through a back way or through a skylight? And now the Gemara in Brachas Laman Hamid Beis quotes our Gemara right here. The Amr Rabbiana, we begin the sugi again at the bottom of Pei Zayin Amid Beis, the last line in the middle. Amr Rabbiana, Ein Atevel Mischayev B'Maiser, top of Pei Chesam Ad Aleph, Ad Sheyira Pnei Abayis, that there's no Chiv Midaraisa. It's not Kavua, even if you did Meruach, even if you smoothed out the grain on the threshing floor. But as Rashi says, you didn't bring it through the main entranceway into the house. That's called Pnei Abayis, the face of the house. But rather you brought it, Rashi says, Derech Gagois V'Karfifois. That's the Gemara we mentioned, Brachas, Lamed Hamed Beis. You brought it through the skylight or the backyard. There's no Chiv of Meiser. Shenemar Bi'arti HaKadosh Min Abayis. Every 3 years, the person is supposed to do beer of all the Trumas and Meisers that he has in his house. And he proclaims, I have brought everything out from the house. And what's the word that he uses? Min Habayis. So Rabbi Yanai sees in those words, Min Habayis, that the Chiv of Meiser comes in the house. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees, and he says, "Afilu chotzer kevaz." The chotzer is also keve, and this machloikus is brought down there in Brachas Laman Hamed Beis that either the bias is keve. According to Rabbi Yochanan, Rashi explains, you don't need the bias. Even the chotzer before you got into the house. Let's say you leave it in the chotzer. You brought it from the sadeh, from the field where it grew. You bring it into the chotzer, which was the front yard in front of the house. Even if you didn't go into the house, it's already kaveyet for meiser, and therefore it'll be usher for a person even to snack on it. Shenemar, how do I know it? That because the end of the pasuk bi'arti hakodesh min habayis concludes with the following words: va'ochlu b'sharecha v'saveyu. They will eat in your gates, and they will be satisfied. As the gates referring to the gates of the chotzer, that itself is kaveya, according to Rabbi Yochanan, for meiser. By the way, if you look in the top Tosfos here, towards the end of the Tosfos, Tosfos says, v'yesh loimer, the moide Rabbi Yanai, the chotzer kavas mid rabbonin, v'hod amar achir pnei abayis, hanem mid raisa, the homach loikis is here mid raisa, but einich la mid rabbonin, Rabbi Yanai's moide, we spoke out before, Rashi and Brachas, Lamed Hamed Bey says, that at least it's kaveya, that an asuda kavua would be usher, snacking would still be mutter, according to Rabbi Yanai, if he brought it only into the chotzer, but asuda kavua, Rabbi Yanai's moide to Rabbi Yochanan would be usher. chaser in a chaser, even if it didn't get into the bias. Now the Gemara wants to know, what does each one diomer do with the other one's pasuk? Rabbi Yochanan and Nami Aksiv min abayis. What does Rabbi Yochanan do with the words in the pasuk which states min abayis? Amr lo, chaser du mir abayis. Really, the chiv that's kaveh from Meiser is the chaser. But it has to be dum yirabais, like a house. Ma bais hamishtamer. Just like a house is protected. If you bring wheat or any grain or fruits into a house, it's mishumer in the house. It's guarded. Af chotzer hamishtamer. It has to be a protected chotzer. Now, that's the limud that I learned from chotzer. Chotzer itself is not kaveil amaiser, midaraisa. But I need a bias that is similar to a chotzer. Now, what makes a chotzer mishtameris? So Rabbi Yochanan says that according to Rabbi Yochanan, the chutzner itself will be kaveya. Why? Only if it's similar to the bias. Now, according to Rabbi Yochanan, he disagrees with Rabbi Yanai. You don't need a bias; it's enough a chutzner. But what kind of a chutzner? A chutzner that's similar to a bias. That's mishumer. Now, what constitutes shmirah by a chutzner? So there's four different ways that a chutzner could be mishumer. The first way is that you're not afraid to leave kalim over there. Any vessels, there's a fence around the chutzner, and you feel safe to leave your vessels there. A second way is that a person is not embarrassed when he eats there. A person doesn't like to eat before Hesi in front of other people. He's in this chutzner surrounded by a wall away from society, and he's not embarrassed to eat there, that he's not eating in public. A third way is that it's such a chutzner that if somebody came into the chutzner, we would ask him, can I help you? In other words, if it's an open chutzner, there's no border around it, so people walk onto the chutzner. But if it has a gate around it, a wall around it, and a person walks in, we ask him, yes, can I help you? The fourth way is that whoever leaves the chutzner closes the gate. Each one of these four ways constitutes a chotzer hamishumer. Where do I learn it from that it's similar to bias? Frag the Gemara of Rabbi Yanai, Nami Yoksiv B'Sharecha. Rabbi Yanai, who holds that it's only a bias, that's kaveh for Meiser. What does he do with the words of Rav Yochanan, that shar, which refers to the shar of the chotzer? Answers the Gemara, derech shar, as Rashi in Brachas Lamed Hamed Beis says, Divrei Amaskel derech Raksamain, derech sharei hachotzer abayis. Ein echanami, according to Rabbi Yanai, the final destination to be kaveh lemaaser is the bayis. But how do you get into the bayis? By way of going through the main entrance, which means from the road, from outside, you go through the gate of the chotzer, and the chotzer was in front of the bayis, and then you go through the gate of the house into the pnei Habayis lafuke derech gagus v'karfivus deloy, that if you go through a back way, you go through a skylight, that's not the main correct, as the word of the Gemara in Brachos was taraksamoin, the normal route, say, that will not be chayiv in Meiser midor raisa. Mosev Rav Chanina choyzo. Now it comes negeya to the sugya that we spoke out at the beginning of this year, which was at the end of yesterday's year. We learned Rav Chanina Chayzoa asked from Kenafshecha, Kach Nafshe Shopoil, Ma Nafshecha Oichlu Potter, Av Nafshe Shopoil Oichlu Potter. That we learned from the word Kenafshecha that the poil, so to speak, replaces the Nafshecha. He replaces the owner himself. As we learned from Rashi, Rashi says that he is B'mokoim of the Baal Habayis. Ki'ilu hein shalach. It's as if you're the owner, just like the owner himself. It's not nigmer malachtoi, because wine is only, the grapes are only nigmer malachtoi when they became wine, and they enter into the boar. So to a poil. Now, Rashi yesterday spoke out that we have to say poil is exempt. He's allowed to snack, he's allowed to eat from the grapes, and I shouldn't think that he has a din of a lekeach. Mechira is usher. Mechira is kaveya alone. So I would have thought that a poil, he's buying the fringe benefits of eating grapes while he's working. That's part of his schiris. That's part of his payment. So he's like purchasing it through the work that he does. Kamash Milan, that he has a different halacha than a lekeach. He's like the balabayas. Just like the balabayas is exempt, so too he's exempt. He's allowed to eat. So what do I deduce from that? Holekeach chayiv. But a lekeach would be chayiv. Midaraisa, we're talking on a deraisa level. My love, isn't it speaking about besod, that even if I bought it in the field? So in other words, let's say it was piled up, it was smoothed over, I purchased it, so it had miruach. Did it come into the house? No, I bought it in the house, in the field. And yet a lekeach would be chayiv. It's only the Torah's mechadish, poil has a din kenafshecho, he has a din like the owner. But the lekeach would be chayiv. Even in the Sotah. So Rashi learns, and Machloek say Rashi and Tais, we'll go with the Mahalach of Rashi. Rashi says, Umekach loy odif migmar malacha. Mekach shouldn't be any better than just gemar malacha. So if I say that a lekeach who bought it, the act of buying is choshev enough that it's kaveya, the food item, into a chiyuv of meiser, if mekach is kaveya, then l'chayra gemar malacha should also be kaveya, because mekach is not better than gemar malacha. So all you need, it would come out, would be meruach, which is the gemar malacha. When you have the wheat on the threshing floor in the field, and you smoothed it over, that should be enough. So it's a kasha on both on Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Anai. Rabbi Anai says you need bias. Rabbi Yochanan says you need chatzar. Here we see you need none of them. Sada alone is enough. That's the Gemara's kasha. Amar Rav Papa, so Rav Papa answered, Hacha, here we're speaking about Beteina, a fig, Hoimedes Begina, that it's in the garden, V'noifa, and its branch, Noita L'chatzar Askinen, it goes into the chatzar. Or, Ulamandi Amar Labayas, according to Rabbi Yana, that you need bias, it's going Labayas, into the bias. So what is the Gemara answering here? The Gemara is answering here, that when you rip it, when the poil, or in the case of a lekeach, if the lekeach would take off that fig from the tree, then he is taking it into the house. The way the Gemara, the pashtus of the Gemara is, that the fig tree is growing with the branch into the chatzar, or if you learn that you need roya pnei abayis, it's sticking its branches into the house itself. So Mimela, the Gemara, is saying that you have bias. Your kasha is, I don't have chatzar, I don't have bias. The answer is, in this case, you do have chatzar. You do have bias, because it's sticking into the chatzar and into the bias. So a few points that have to be explained here. Number one, what are we speaking about here? A teina. There's a big machlokes rishonim whether a teina has a chiyuv in meiser midaraisa. It's a three-way machlokes. The Rambam in Hilchos Meisers, Perek Aleph Halacha Tes, states that all fruits are chayiv midaraisa. Vegetables are only chayiv midarabanan, but fruits are chayiv midaraisa. So a teina, according to the Rambam, yes, chiyuv deraisa. And by the way, we're speaking in the pasuk here, which is deraisa. So we have to think not yirokas, which have a chiyuv meiser midrabanan, and vegetables. Fruits, according to the Rambam, all fruits are chiyuv midaraisa, teina included. The Ravid, which the Ritzvah brings down, says no. Only the Zion minim shenishtapcha ben Eretz Yisrael. The seven different food items, wheat, barley, and pomegranate, and olives, dates, and figs included, are the Zion minim shenishtapcha ben Eretz Yisrael. That is what is chayiv in Meiser. So again, Teina is one of those seven, and Memela b'yachiv deraisa. The kasha is on Tosfos Shita. And Tosfos himself understood the kasha. If you look in the third Tosfos here on the Amud, Divrei Maskil Hocha B'Teinoi Medes, says Tosfos, Lav Davka Naka Teina. Tosfos Shita is that the only chiyuv of Maisris Menatoira is on Dagon, Tirish, V'Yitzer, on three items. Not all seven of the Minim, but rather on grain and on wine and on oil. And the Taina is not one of them. So here we're talking at a deraisa level, and Rav Papa says that we're talking about a Taina in order to answer this kasha on Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yanai. So the Tosfos obviously has a kasha. On the Rambam, the Raiva, this Gemara is beautiful. Because according to the Rambam, all fruit is deraisa. According to the Raiva, Te'eno is one of the seven minim deraisa. But according to Tosfos Shita, that's only dog and tears for Yitzhar. So Te'eno is not one of them. How could Rav Papa say on a deraisa level that we're speaking about a case of Te'eno? So Tosfos says, Eina Chanami, Lav Dafka, didn't mean your Te'eno. The aim by Meister Omer Rabbanan. Tosfos Shita is that Te'eno is only the Rabbanan. The Midaraisa, Lom Chayav, Dog and tears for Yitzer. Here we're talking about it on a pasuk, on a deraisa level. He spoke about a tana because a tana was common amongst them. This obviously is a doichik teretz because it means that Rav Papa didn't really mean what he was saying. Lav dafke, he meant wheat, but he said tana. So, of course, the Ravid and the Rambam Shita fit in much better into the Gemara. So, this is how each of the Rishonim will learn the Te'eno aspect. Then the Rishonim ask here a very obvious question. You're telling me that the branch is sticking into the Chatzar, or it's sticking into the Bayis, but we learned that it has to be Derech Deshar. As Rashi in Bracha spoke out, Derech Sharei HaChatzar Vabayis. You're telling me that this tree is already in the house, but it has to go through the gate of the Chatzar, into the Chatzar, and then into the door of the house, and then into the house. Here it's in the house or in the Chatzar already. So we have a Machlokes Rishonim how to answer this question. The Ritva says, Einachanami. It doesn't mean that the branch is going actually into the house. It means it's going up to the front door. Or if you speak about a chotzer, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's going up to the front gate. So when he's standing in the chotzer, according to Rabbi Yochanan, or he's standing in the bayis, according to Rabbi Yanai, he sticks his hand out, the loikeach, plucks off the te'ena, and he brings it into the house. So then you want bias. You have bias. He plucks it and brings it. And you have the derech also. He's doing it through the front entrance, or he's doing it through the gate of the chatzar. That's how the Ritva answers. The Ran and the Ramban says no. The pashtus of the Gemara is that it's mamish into the house. So they learn, when do you have to go through the gate of the chatzar or through the front entrance of the house? That's if you're bringing the item into the house or into the chatzar. But if the item is growing in the chatzar or in the bayis, so you've already fulfilled the prerequisite of roya pnei bayis. You're not worse off if it's already in the house. If you're out of the house, then it has to go through the front entrance, not through the skylight or through a back entrance. But if the tree branch is in the house itself, so fine, pluck it off, and there's no problem. That's how the Ran and the Ramban answered this question. So the Gemara has explained why Elokeach would be chayiv. Again, the Gemara is going with the Havamin, which we're going to see on Amud Beis. The Gemara dismisses that Elokeach is chayiv midaraisa. The Gemara is going to conclude that Elokeach is only chayiv midarabanan. But now it's very good. Elokeach is chayiv midaraisa in this case. It's roya pnei abayis, as we explained, with the te'ena. And a poyel would have a halacha like the balabayis that he is potter yet from meiser. Ask the Gemara, wait a second. If that's what the case is speaking about, Ihachi Balabais Nami Nechayev. Why is a Balabais exempt? If you're going to say, in other words, this Lekeach was Toilesh the fruit. He wants the snack. So he's not interested here, Loitzer. He's not interested to store it and sell it at a later date. He's snacking. So when's the Gemar Malacha for snacking? When you rip it off the tree. Then you also have the other component of roya pnei abayis. You fulfilled that. If so, why is only a lekei chayiv? But a poil or a baal bayis is potter. The baal bayis and the poil should also be chayiv. Hachi baal bayis nami nechayiv. The Gemara says no. Because the baal bayis and the lekeach look at it in two different ways. We'll speak it out outside and then see it inside. The baal bayis looks at this te'ena as part of his crop that he wants to bring to the marketplace. So he doesn't look at the knife, the branch, he's looking at the ikar, at the tree. This tree is going to supply me with all my te'enos that I need. So his tree is outside. For him, the Gemar Malacha is not when you rip it off the tree. His Gemar Malacha is when all the te'enim that are on the tree are collected. and they're stored and they're brought into the house, then there will be the chi of meiser. Mash Yankin, the lekeach who just wants to pay a few cents so he can eat snack on a teina, he's not looking at the tree, he's looking at the branch with the fruit. So for him, ein echanami, when he rips it off and it's roya pnei abayis, then ein echanami, he will be chayav and meiser. That's what the Gemara answers. Baal abayis ein of betei nasa. He's looking at the ikur of the whole fig tree. The lekeach ein of B'mekhoi, the lekeach is looking at what he's purchasing, which is on the branch. Memela, once he rips it off, and you have fulfilled the requirement of either chutzer or bias, Rab Yochanan and Rab Yana, each one l'shitasam, then by a lekeach he will be chayiv, and the baal bias, and the poyel who has a din like the baal bias, they will be potter. So now the Gemara challenges this assumption that the lekeach is chayv midaraisa. The lekeach midaraisa mi mechayv. Is a lekeach then chayv midaraisa? Why do I think that a lekeach is chayv midaraisa? Because you're telling me that the pasuk of kenafshecha, poyel has a din like a baal bayis, and a poyel does not have a din like a lekeach. You would have thought a poyel has a din like a lekeach because he's purchasing it through the work that he does. That entitles him not only to salary, but entitles him to fringe benefit of the teinim. That's what you would think. Kamashmulan kenafshecha, that he's not chayiv, but that's going with an assumption that I have to say a poel is not like a lekech midaraisa, because we're talking on a deraisa level. The Gemara says that's not true, that a lekech is chayiv midaraisa. He's only chayiv midarabanan. I'll bring you a proof. Atani, we learned in a braisa. Why were the stores in this city? It's a place. Beisino, they were destroyed. Shalosh shanim kadem Yerushalayim, 3 years before Yerushalayim. Mipnei shein midu divreim al divrei Torah, because they went midaraisa. They did not follow the issur derabbanan. And according to midaraisa, what they were doing were mutter. But according to midarabbanan, what they were doing was usur. Since they only went to the din derisa, they didn't follow the rabbanan, therefore their stores were destroyed 3 years before Yerushalayim itself. Shehoyu oimrin, because they said the following. Why did they permit to sell this? Because they said the din d'araisa. Aser ta'aser v'achalto. There are two psukim. One pasuk says, aser ta'aser is called tvua zaracho hayoytzi asad shana shana. The next pasuk says, v'achalto l'fnei Hashem l'kecha b'amachkam asher yivchar l'shakin sh'moy sham ma'aser d'goncha t'iroishcha v'yitzarecha. These psukim are found in Dvorim, Perek Yudal, Pasuk Chav Beis. So we find that Aser to Aser, which is the beginning of the first Pasuk, and Valchalta, which is the beginning of the second Pasuk, are put right one next to the other. So we learn out Midaraisa V'loy Meicher. It's only when you have the tefuah to eat. But when you're selling it, if you didn't store it to eat it for yourself, you're only selling it, that's not Kaveya it for Meiser. And then the pasuk says, tfuah zaracha, your grain, v'loy lekeach, and not something that you bought from someone else. So memela what, midaraisa, this is what the storekeepers of Beis Hino, this is what they darshaned, and they were correct, that midaraisa, this is not kaveh for meiser, so they were selling it without taking off meiser, because that was the din midaraisa. So the Gemara's kasha is, so how can you tell me kenafshecha, that a poil has a din like the baal habayis, and not like who, like a lekeach? That's assuming that a lekeach is chayav midaraisa. Here we see that midaraisa lekeach is not chayav. Ella, you're right, midarabonon. The whole din, that when you sell something, even though it wasn't roya pnei habayis, just it had miruach and mechira. That alone is kaveyat for maisa. That's only a din d'rabbanan. Ukra, you brought me a pasuk. Cross machta b'alma. The pasuk is just a remes. But it's a remes. Since the whole din of mechira is only midrabbanan, so I would have thought that that a poyel has a din like a lekeach midrabbanan. So that's why I tell you that a poyel has a din like the owner. But Einachanami, this whole thing is not on a deraisa level. It's only on a drabana level. Because midaraisa, Einachanami, even a lekeach is potter. If there's no rias pnei abayis, just buying it with miruach would not be enough to make him mechuyev meiser midarabanan. It would not make him a chiv midaraisa. It's only a chiv midarabanan. So this whole miut of nafshecha and not lekeach, that's only on a drabanan level, not on a deraisa. The pasuk is a remez bialma. Ask the Gemara, if it's only a remez bialma midarabanan, el kenafshecha lamai osa. So on a deraisa level, what is the pasuk kenafshecha coming to teach you? The Gemara answers, look at Asanya like we learned in a braisa, a whole different limit. Just like if you, while you were plucking grapes off the, in the vineyard, if you closed your mouth and you didn't eat anything, of course you would be potter. So af poil, the same thing a poil. Im chasamta, if you caused your poil not to eat the grapes while he was picking them off the vineyard, your potter. Now Rashi says you could force your poil not to eat grapes in two ways. Either you do it on a business level, you make a deal with him, I'll let you work for me, I'll pay you, but I'm making a deal with you not to eat. And there, Einachanami, what he's doing, if that's the contractual agreement they made between them, Einachanami, it's totally mutter. Or I could take tape and tape up his mouth. I could force him physically that he won't be able to eat anything. In that case, the Ritva says that Einachanami, you'll be over to lav, as Rashi brings down that the Gemara later says that we learn Adam from shore with a kal v'chaymer. So the pasuk kenafshecha is saying that you are like the owner. The poil is like the owner. If the owner forced him not to eat from the grapes, he's potter from malchus. But Einachanami, the lav, says the Ritva, he'll be chayiv. The pasuk is being memayat the kal v'chaymer on a malchus level, that there's no chiv malchus, but the lav will be over. And first, and everyone agrees, even if the lav seems to be a machloikish rishonim, but everyone agrees that he'll be over the owner if he forced him in this way. He would be over on v'chalto anovim. The pasuk says you should let the poyol eat grapes, and you're not letting him eat grapes. So that asay, or the lava bo machlala say, like an isser asay, that you're not letting him eat grapes, that avadi would be over. So what the pasuk here is mamayit is that you would not get malchus. If you do it to a shore, loisachsim shore bedishai, the person gets malchus. If he does it to an adam, he's potter. That's what I use the pasuk kenashikha. Masiv marzutra. Marzutra had a question both on Rabbi Yana and Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, Chotzer is kaveh for meiser. Rabbi Yana said, Midaraisa Abayis is kaveh for meiser. Marzutra had a question on both of them. It says, in the Mishnah in Meisres, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Hey, Eze hu gornan lemeisres. What is the goyren for meisres? Now, goyren is a word that is mushal. We are borrowing that term. Really, the term goyren refers to wheat. It's grain on the threshing floor. That's what a goyren is. So by wheat, we've learned that the gmar melacha for meiser is miruach, when you smooth it out on the threshing floor. But we're borrowing this terminology of goyren, which we use by wheat. We're going to use it for all other fruits as well. Or vegetables. Eis the garden lemaisres, bikishuim by squash, ubediluim by pumpkins, mishe yipoksu. When this happens, yipoksu, what does yipoksu mean? V'amaravasi mishe yinato pikashalahen. Both a squash and a pumpkin have a blossom, a flower that grows on it, and as time goes on, after you have harvested the squash and the pumpkins, the flower eventually, the blossom eventually falls off. So once it falls off, that's called gemar melacha. So the Gemara says, my love, isn't it speaking about, meshei poksu afilu basada. Even if this happened in the sada, it fell off. And that would be a kasha in Rabbi Yana and Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yana said, you need what? bias. Rabbi Yochanan says you need chatzar. Here we see it's good even in the shadah. As long as the flower falls off, then it's kaveyat lemaiser. So the Gemara answers, loy mishi poksu babayis. No, it means you took it into the house, according to Rabbi Yanai, or according to Rabbi Yochanan, you took it into the chatzar, and then the flower fell off, then there's a chiv. As the Gemara, ihachi, if that's pshat, Meshe'ipoksu, what are you using a terminology from the time that the blossom fell off? Your terminology should have been ad she'ipoksu meboilei. Even if you brought it in the house, if it still has the flower on it, it's not a chiv and meiser until yipoksu. Meshe'ipoksu means that it happened already. If we learn our pshat that it's in the soda, then it makes sense. If it's in the soda and the flower fell off, even though it didn't come to the house or the chatzar, there's a chiyuv. But you're telling me, no, that the flower fell off in the house, so what are you using a terminology from the time that it fell off? You should say it's not chayv and meiser until the time that it falls off, meaning that even if it fell off in the house or in the chatzar, up till that time, you're putter. Even though you're in the house and in the chatzar, you have to wait, ad she'ipoksu. The Gemara answers, no, I stick with what I said before. But you know what it means like this. Itana achipoksu, if it would have said until such time that the flower falls off, havamina, I would have thought, adgomar lipikusayu. I would think that all of the squash and all of the cucumbers that you have, all of the pumpkins that you have brought in, all their flowers have to. So, kamash malon mishayipoksu. It's in the house. I still stick with that. It's in the house or in the chatzar, according to Rabbi Yochanan. But it has to be, it's chayv already, when the mechi is chuli pikusayu, when it begins to lose the flowers. You don't have to wait for all the crops to lose their flowers, even if it's only at the beginning, only a few of them lost their flowers. That's already a gemar melacha for all the squash and the pumpkins, and there'll be a chiyav in Meiser. Rav Nachman had another question on Rav Yanai and Rav Yochanan. We learned gardener lemaiser lechayvel of mishum tevel mishatigmar melachton. When is it considered the end melacha to be mechayev them in meiser, and this tool will be considered tevel? The ezel gemar melachton. What is the gemar melacha? Melechas hachnas sasad. The melacha of gathering it together. My love. So Rashi tells us the word knisa can mean one of two things. Either knisa can mean making a pile out of it, gathering it as a pile, or kinesa can mean entry into the house. So the Gemara thought, my love, hachnasasana filibasada. You're gathering it together in a pile, even in the sada. Kasha on Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Yochanan says you need chatzar, Rabbi Yanai says you need bias. The Gemara answers, loy, hachnasasana labayas. The word achnasa there does not mean piling it up, gathering it together, but rather it means entry into the house, zehu gemar melachton. That's when it's considered gemar melacha, and it'll be kaveyet for a chiyuv meiser. The ibay is same, or the Gemara says, ki kama Rabbi Yanai bezeisim vavonit navim the lav b'nei goyren ninhu. Maybe you're right. Maybe tvua it's enough when you pile it up in the field. Rabbi Yanai says that you have to bring it into the house, and Rabbi Yochanan said in the chatzar, Rabbi Yanai was only speaking about by olives and grapes, that by them there's no part of their harvest where you pile it up as you do by wheat. So Rashi explains that when we speak about tirish and yitzur, we speak about wine and olive oil. So these are interesting food items because they have a solid and they have a liquid. The solid are olives and grapes, and the liquid is oil and wine. So how do I know that there's a chiyuv meiser on olives and grapes as well? So the pasuk says, kol tevua zaracho. So that includes all the tevua of your seed that will go even on olives and grapes as well. But on olives and grapes, there is no halach of goren. So in other words, when Rabbi Yanai said you have to bring it into the house, he was speaking about olives and grapes, where there is no din of goyren. And when we see over here, mishanigmar melachas hachnasasot, and we wanted to say achnasa means gathering together in a pile, yeah, that applies to wheat which is gathered in a pile, because by wheat we learn it from the pasuk, which says kidogon min hagoren, like dogon, like grain from the goren, the threshing floor. And in this connection, wine and oil as a liquid, which go into a pit, they also, there's a whole machlokes, when exactly is the time that's kaveya by a liquid. But by a liquid, by wine and oil, that will have a din of goren, of gathering it together like wheat. However, by grapes and olives, there is no gathering together similar to what you have by wheat. So therefore, that, on that, Rabbi Yonah said, it has to be roya pnei abayis. So Mimeo, the Gemara is saying a tremendous chiddush. Rabbi Yonah's halacha is not across the board. It depends which item. If it's grapes and olives, then there's halacha of pnei abayis. If it's wheat or wine and oil, then it'll have a halacha of goren. It'll have a halacha of piling it together, as you do on a threshing floor. Rabbi Yonah b'zeis v'anav m'delav b'nei goyren ninu. Avol chitim v'soyren, but wheat and barley, or the five different types of grains that there are, goyren behedjik sivbei. There it uses the word goyren, as it says, kedogim min ha-goyren. So einachanami, over there, there'll be a din of threshing floor. There will not be a din bias. Rashi points out, from the Gemara in Psachim, the Gemara says that there were people, Adam Ma'arim al Tfuasa, there were people who made a trick. What did they do? They brought their Tfuah in, the mites, in the shell. So the chaff which covered the wheat, so the wheat itself was not Roya Pnei Abayis. So Rashi says that Ein Echanami, that Gemara goes according to the first pshat in our Gemara. According to the second pshat in our Gemara, there is no halach of pnei abayis by wheat. Or the Gemara we brought from Brachas, Laman Hamid Beis. They used to bring it through the back way or through the skylight. You're telling me now that according to Rabbi Yonah, there is no din of bias by grapes, by wheat. It's only by grapes and olives. So Ein Echanami, you have to say the Gemara in Brachas and the Gemara in Psachim that says Adam Ma'arem al Tvuasai, and he brings it in the chaff, in its cover, and therefore it didn't see the face of the house, the wheat itself. It's covered up with the chaff. Ein Echanami, those Gemaras definitely hold like the first shot in our Gemara that what? That Rabbi Yonah said is din of bias, not only by grapes and olives, but he said it also by all types of grain as well. However, according to the second pshat here, there's a chilek between wheat and barley versus olives and grapes, that only wheat and barley does not have a din of bias, and olives and grapes do have a din of bias. Now the Gemara returns to the inyan that we were learning in yesterday's shiur of a person or an animal eating while they're working. Ashkechan adam mechuber. Adam, we find that he can eat something when it is still attached. As we learned in yesterday's Gemara, we learned it from Kama, from Chermish Bakama. The Gemara had a whole drasha, how we know that a person can eat something while he's working, which is attached. Shor betolish. We also, Rashi says, loisach sam shor bedishoy. So you see that the shor is working with something that is threshed, which means it's already cut off. So we see that the shor should not be muzzled. He's allowed to eat while he is working with this thing that is tallish, that it's already ripped off. Adam betosh benal, but how do we know that a person is allowed to eat when something is tallish? So the Gemara says, kavachayim rishor. I have a kavachayim rishor. Ma shor she'ein oichel b'mechubr. Oichel betolish. A shor that does not eat b'mechubr, and yet he eats betolish. Adam she'oichel b'mechubr ain't a din she'oichel betolish. So a man who does eat b'mechubr certainly should be able to eat betolish. Rashi explains that, of course, halacha lamaisa, a shor is allowed to eat b'mechubr, as we're going to learn later in our Gemara. The second last line of our Amid here says, tenu inyan l'shor b'mechubr. A shor b'mechubr, we're going to learn out that avada shor could eat b'mechubr. What the Gemara means to say, he says, Rashi, is that it kolaymer d'loy ashkechan le behedja. It doesn't say it beferish in the pasuk. We're going to learn it out from a limud, but it doesn't. So ma duch ashor, where it doesn't say beferish mechuber, and adam it says beferish mechuber. So if ashor can eat talush, so an adam can certainly eat from talush. That's what the Gemara is saying. A kavachaymer. Ask the Gemara, what's the kavachaymer? Maybe ashor deserves it more. Why? Ma l'ashor shekein atah mitzvah al chesim asay. Because on shore we find, like Saksim Shor B'Dishra, it says Beferish, that you're not supposed to muzzle him when he's eating. Toimar Ba'odam She'i Atom Mitzvachsi Masai. By a person, you're not Mitzvah. Which we'll have to learn, as we said before from the Ritva, that there's no halacha of Malkus. Einachanami, you're over on Isser of Chasima if you forcibly caused him not to eat, but you're not over with Malkus, whereas by a shore, you're over with Malkus. So maybe a shore is allowed to eat from Tolush, because he has the mila that your mitzvah simasai. An Adam maybe can't eat betosh because he doesn't have that mila of a shore. Ask the Gemara, why doesn't an Adam have the same halach as a shore? V'ye Adam mitzvah simasai mekavachayim mishore. Why don't I make a kavachayim that Adam should be, that you should not be able to muzzle a person while he's working? He should be able to eat, and you shouldn't muzzle him, and you should get malchus. What's a kavachomer? Uma ashor she yatom mitzvah chiyosi yatom mitzvah simasai. Ashor, you don't have to save him from death and make sure he stays alive. And yet your mitzvah not to muzzle him. Adam shatom mitzvah chiyosi. The pasuk says v'chay achicha imach. You have to make sure that he stays alive. So certainly, an Adam, you should be commanded not to forcibly cause him to be muzzled, and he should be able to eat while he's working. So on that, that's what Rashi says on the fourth line at the top of the Amud. Here is the Kal V'Chomer. I would have thought that by an Adam that your mitzvah l'chiyosei, for sure there should be a din of a lav, which you get malchus for chasim of a human. So the Torah says, k'nafshecha poyol, that the poyol is like the owner. Ma nafshei im chasamte poyol. Just like yourself, if you forced yourself not to eat while you were plucking from the vineyard, you're potter af poilim, chasam toi potter. You're potter on the poil as well, meaning there is no chiyuv malchus. So in Mela we have no kal v'chomer that are Adam, a din of chasim on an Adam. Mela, the Gemara has a kasha. How do I know? Vel Adam betolish menolin. I can't learn it from Shor, because I could say Shor has a mila of chasima, which an Adam doesn't have. So how do I talk and know Adam betolish? Omar kra, kama base pomim. It says kama twice. This is in Parsh Kiseitse, Perik Chav Gimel, Pasuk Chav Vav. The Pasuk says, Kisove bekamas reecha, vikatafta malilis biodecha, vichermish leison if al kamas reecha. The first comma we learned in yesterday's shir is for anything that's standing, not only grain. The second comma, what do I need it for? The answer is, I need it for here. Mainly you need Adam b'mechuber. If I don't need it for Adam b'mechuber, because that I have a different limit for, tinuin yiladim b'talish, I'll use the extra comma to teach you an Adam, even if it's not standing grain that's mechuber, but even if it's detached. Rav Ami Omar, Rav Ami says, Adam betolish leitzachra. I don't need a pasuk for Adam betolish. Ksiv kisavi bekam reacha. Miloy askinen, aren't we speaking about in that pasuk when the worker is working in the vineyard, shescharoi lekatev, that other people were taking the fruits off the tree, and his job, it says kisavi, when you come in, what's your job? My job could have been just to carry it. So I'm dealing with tolush. So Vam Rachman Alechon, the Torah says eat. So we see that even by Tolish, a person is allowed to eat from Tolish. I don't need a special limit for it. Continues the Gemara, Shor b'mechuber b'noli. How do I know the final thing? I already learned Adam b'mechuber and Adam b'tolish. I learned Shor b'tolish, Loisachsim Shor b'dishoy, which is tolish. How do I know Shor b'mechuber b'noli, kavachem radam? I have a kavachem from Adam. Uma Adam shein oichel b'tolish. An Adam doesn't eat by tolish. Again, Rashi speaks out. It doesn't mean he doesn't eat, because we just learned a second ago that an Adam does eat by tolish, but it means it's not beferish. Because either we're going to learn it from kama kama, and even l'chayra according to Rab Ami, who said that you have a pasuk kisavi bekam reecha mi loy askinen sheschari lekatev, but l'chayra doesn't say beferish in the Torah. By shore bedishoy, it says beferish, it's talish. Here we're saying probably the pasuk mi loy askinen lekatev that he's carrying it and it's already talish, but beferish the words in the pasuk you don't see. So by an autumn where it doesn't say it beferish that he could eat betalish, and yet oichel b'mechuber shore shoichel betalish where it says beferish, so certainly he can eat b'mechuber. Ask the Gemara, I have a kasha on your kal v'chaymer. Ma'al Adam shkenat tomet zavlachi yaisai. Tomer b'shor shiyat tomet zavlachi yaisai. Adam has a chumra that you're mechuyev to keep him alive. Mashenkin by a shor, you don't have that chiyuv of v'chay achicha imach. So memela, Adam gets to eat by mechuber, but maybe a shor does not. Ask the Gemara Adarabba, why don't I make a kal v'chaymer that you should have a chiyuv to be mechaya, to make sure that a animal stays alive as well from a kal v'chaymer? Ma adam shi'atam mitzvah simasai. Atam mitzvah yaisai. Shor shi'atam mitzvah simasai. Ein adin shi'atam mitzvah yaisai. So why don't I make a kal v'chaymer? By Adam, I don't have a din as strong as an animal concerning chasima. There is no malchus, as the Ritva learned before. And yet, your mitzvah lachi yosish is sure where there's a strict law with malchus on his chasima. Certainly, there should be din of making sure that he stays alive. Amar Kra, no, on that I have a befer shepasik to memaid a behema v'chai achicha imach. I learn out achicha v'loy shor. So on a shore, there is no chiv. It's only your brother that you have a chiv to make sure that he stays alive. So if so, I don't have a kal v'chaymer from Adam that a shor should eat b'mechuber. My question comes back. V'leshor b'mechuber menolon. Amar Kra re'echa re'echa beis pamim. The pasuk said in Kiseitze Perichov Gimel pasuk Chavav. Kisavei b'kamas re'echa v'katavta melulis b'yadecha v'chermish le'son of al kamas re'echa. So not only does it say kama twice, but it says re'echa twice also. So the first re'echa we learned in yesterday's shir to ma'id a goy or hegdish, that from them it's usher to eat if you're working for them. What do I use the second re'echa for? The second re'echim, ain't any la'adam b'mechuber, if it's not for adam b'mechuber, because on that I have a beferish a limud, to know any l'shar b'mechuber, so I'll learn the extra re'echa, not for a re'echa, but to be marbe a shor b'mechuber as well. So now I have all four halachas. I have a shor b'talash b'mechuber, I have an adam b'talash b'mechuber. Ravina Amar, Ravina has a different limud entirely. Loy adam b'talash, loy shor b'mechuber, tzrika koi. I don't need a pasuk for Adam by Talish or for Shor b'mechuber. Why? The pasuk says loisachim Shor b'dishoy. As we turn to Daf Pei Tesamid Aleph, Michti Kol Mili Isnabu b'chasima. Every animal, Kol Mili means every animal. There's a halacha of semen, not only a shor. How do I know that? The Afinin Shor Shor Mishabbos, because it says by Shabbos loisas the kol malacha ato and. Uvitecha, ubincha, vitecha, and then it continues, vishorcha, vichamorcha, vicholbem techa. So it says over there, shore, but shore doesn't mean only shore, because we see chamor and behem is also included. So the same thing over here when it says, loisachim shore, bidishai, I make exereshava, that shore means any animal that's working, you shouldn't muzzle it, it should be able to eat. So imkain, if we learn it from exereshava from Shabbos, that includes every animal, so why did the Torah have to rely on exereshava to teach us this limit? I have a different way. Don't thresh muzzled. And that would include every animal by saying it in that general way. So sure, because Rechman Olamli, why in fact did the Torah have to specify that it's referring to a shore? Yes, we learn it from Gzer Shava, but I don't need the Gzer Shava. I could just have said it in a general way, and we would know it includes every animal. So it must be teaching you a new limud. The answer is, Lakushe Chaisim L'Nechsem V'Nechsem L'Chaisim. It must be, I have to compare the one who is doing the muzzling, the Adam, the owner, to the Nechsem, to the animal that's becoming muzzled. And I have to compare the Nechsem, the one that's becoming muzzled, L'chaisim, to the one who's doing the muzzling. Muzzling. Ma chaisim oichel b'mechuber, just like the man who's doing the muzzling. He, we learn from a Farish Limud, can eat b'mechuber. So af nechsem oichel b'mechuber. I compare the animal to the Adam. Ma nechsem oichel b'talosh, and just like the Nechsam, the animal, eats betolish. Loisachsim shor b'dishoy. I learn af choisem oichel betolish. That's why the Torah said shor, to compare the shor to the owner. And to tell me that the owner has the same halach as the shor, and the shor has the same halach as the owner. So just like the oichel, the adam is oichel b'mechuber, so the shor is oichel b'mechuber. And just like the shor is oichel betolish, the oichel, the chaisem, the man, the owner, is also oichel betolish.